Ooh. Why would you put lemonade in beer? Oh, hi, everybody. Michael Feldman here from House of a Guy's Own. We're talking about another week here of Call Me Maybe Not coming up. And our weeks, of course, are 2 days long. Used to be one day. But I've had to double up sort of on my activity, try and reestablish my brand. So that's what my daughter keeps telling me. The real estate agent. I've got a brand myself. I thought she meant yes, so this week we're on Tuesday, June 20th on Facebook Live at Michael Feldman Facebook page. Search it. You'll be glad you did. Tuesday in all broadcasts. Not broadcasts. I don't even know what to call them. Facebook live casts. Begin at 12 noon Central Daylight Time. And I don't know that is what that is where you are. I don't even know what that is here. We are saving time. And as Lyle always stops, if I say daylight savings time, it's actually singular. It's daylight save. We're actually saving daylight. For what? On a rainy day, I suppose. All right. Anyhow, Tuesday, June 20th, and then Thursday, June 22nd. We're always Tuesdays and Thursdays. Try and get that down. And Tuesday, June 20th, Places Day on CMMN. So, and with a hotline opportunity. So we'll be talking places. And we're going through the whole box. You know, we did current events. And we did science. I'm not going in order because my interests are not in order. But anyhow, so Places Day on Call Me Maybe Not with a hotline opportunity. If you happen to be someplace, you can call in and say where you are. That'll be cool. It's like closing the circle. See, that's what I'm doing here. And then on Thursday, June 22nd at noon, CDT. As we call it in the business, in the time business. Greenwich time is a nice thing to have. Yeah. But why should all time be based on Greenwich? And why is it called Greenwich when it's obviously Greenwich? That always bothered me. Anyway, Thursday, June 22nd, and it's anything cannot happen day. Anything can happen day, I think is what I decided to call it. Because I think the Mickey Mouse Club still has a trademark on Anything Can Happen Day. Besides, it's my show, so anything can't. Happen Day, that's on Thursday, June 22nd, with apologies, of course, to the Mouse Club prefects, Jimmy and Roy, who, by the way, I know now were more than just buddies, and I'm very glad of it. They're a nice couple, what can I tell you? All right, so I'm glad for them. All right, and I hope it's been a wonderful. It was a long time ago. I hope they're still together. And I don't know why this thing is here. Does that show up, that arrow? Otherwise, there's been an arrow pointing at my nose this entire time. Can you see that? Can you see an arrow there? Nose alert. Anyway. So that's Thursday, June 22nd. Anything can happen day. So anything can happen on that day. Or can't happen, rather. Excuse me. Anything can happen on that day. And then Tuesday before that, make sure to tune in for the Places Day on Call Me Maybe Not. Because I have been places. Just happened to bring my yarmulke from Ole Miss. This is about the best thing I ever received. And I'd wear it, but I have a larger Jewish head than this individual. Okay. That's very nice. Someday this is going to be really valuable. You see this on eBay, or Elbay. El Diablo Bay. Ole Miss. Yarmulke, very nice. I got all kinds of this. I just actually got out this beer, it's Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy. And it wasn't for the beer. Someone left it at the house, you know. Don't ever leave that at my house if you're coming to my house. Don't leave the Summer Shandy. I like Leinenkugel's. They have a dark beer that's really quite gratifying. But it's because just to prove that I've been somewhere, Albertville Tavern in Hooterville Junction, Albertville, Wisconsin. Of course, I wasn't there. They were at the show, but they brought me the koozie. Or was it a cozy? I don't know. One goes on a toaster, one goes on a bottle of beer. That's all I know. Lemonade should not be in beer. It has no business being in beer. All right, let me just put it over there. So I keep thinking it's going to get better. Been to San Antonio. Look what they gave me, the Crayolas, a great band there in San Antonio. And I hope they're still together. Hector signed it. Oh, I'm sorry. This is a good reason never to give Michael an instrument. Okay. The Crayolas. Al Gonzalez and Augie. And let's see here. Who's that? David and Abraham. My father's name was David Abraham Feldman. And there's a David and an Abraham in the Crayolas band from San Antonio, Texas. Huh? And Louis signed this, and I don't want to miss anybody. Hector, I said Hector tonight, David. And Louis signed it twice, I think. Somebody named Mexico signed this. Okay, so I'm just saying I've been around. You know, I don't go anywhere now. But I've been many places. Look at this, Virginia Beach. This is the most impressive, and I have a ton of keys to cities. None of them actually work. Of course, they're all symbolic, but this is the most impressive non-working key to a city. Look, it weighs a ton. Well, not a ton, but look at that. Isn't that nice? Virginia Beach. Like to meet the lock that this goes into. Yes. Then Grand Rapids, of course. I went to the Gerald R. Ford semi-presidential museum there. Very nice. And got this tie clip. Almost makes you want to wear a tie. It says Gerald R. Ford. Oh, vice president. It's the vice president clip. I couldn't get it. They didn't have time to make the presidential clips. Then Nina. Look what you get if you go to Nina. So why are you putting it off? It's so cool. Look at this. You can leave this on your desk and spin it. And heads or tails for Nina. And these are, I think, all. Can you see that? Probably not. These are apparently all individuals that are instrumental in there being a Nina, Wisconsin. I have to say I can't name one of them, but I'm not from Nina. No, well, there's something written there. Wearing headphones, I always forget I'm wearing headphones. Adams, it says 1985. That's probably when I made this thing, right? There's W-I-A-J, okay, and they got something here with Roman numerals in it, and they have, looks like a young girl looking away from campus, and what is it there? There's a factory in the background belching smoke, and appears to be four white males, or bronze males, this is bronze, facing forward right over Nina. So I'm saying it's a reason to go out and find out who those guys were. And Nina, very nice Nina, but I always had a good time in Nina. Menasha, not so much. No, I love Menasha too. I couldn't pick one. Menina or Menasha. Menasha. They should have called it Menina. You know, then they could have just had one name for both because they're right next to each other. You know, you go over, I forget what street that is, and then you're in Menasha, and there's nothing you can do about it. All right, so that's anything else I want to show you? No, I don't think so. You can have this beer, by the way, if you're around here and you know where I am. So that's the upcoming week on Call Me Maybe Not, Tuesday, June 20th, and Thursday, June 22nd. Places Day on the 20th, and anything can happen day. I'll never get that right. On the 22nd, I can't get it right, so that's perfectly right. That's the upcoming week on CMMN. Call Me Maybe Not. Remember once again to search for Michael Feldman. This is actually you're watching on my Facebook. Would you tell your friends, though, to look for Michael Feldman on Facebook? Because that's where you get these live casts. And I'm telling you, it's as good as anything I've ever done. Okay, hate to be my own critic. But anyhow, you can do that, I guess. And hey, working 2 days a week, I made that point. Okay, search for me. And once again, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 noon Central Daylight Saving Time. And that's for you, Lyle. And so be there or be wherever you are. And okay. So, and that's the number you'll call at that time. Please don't call now because I'm not actually here. Well, I am, but I'm not going to pick up the phone. That's for darn sure. And I want to thank you. It was nice to talk to you, and I hope you have a good day, despite it being Monday. And I have nothing for you to know. No five things for you to know this Monday, except nothing. Just remember this. That'll be enough.